So as I was talking about with the kids, I've been quite fortunate to have many, not only positive relationships with women in my lives, but also with many men that have come into my life and have helped me and shaped me into who I am today. And it's not only my dad, my granddads, I had many uncles, step uncles, and then mentors that came into my life at different periods as I was growing and being challenged to live fully into who I am. And each one of them just God made it happen, to give me little nuggets of wisdom or perspectives that have just helped me and have blessed me. And I'm very thankful for each and every one of those people. And also for myself, but the view of how I understand God and of the Trinity. And I was once told by one of my mentors, after revealing in one of the classes that I was just merely surviving, because at that time, I think my kids were probably 2, 4, 6, and 8, maybe 4, 6, I don't know. They were in that really, like, really busy stage. And we probably just had moved, and I was trying to figure out schooling and chaplaincy and all these things that were all compiled. So I said, I am just surviving. And I remember these words. He looked at me and he said, Christy, I hope that you not only survive, but you find space to thrive. And I was thinking on that idea because it happened to come up in one of the commentaries this week about not only surviving, but thriving in regards to this text. I was like, oh, that's an interesting twist. So I started digging and figuring out and looking into how I thought of the transition would look like from one to another, from moving to the surviving to the thriving piece. And I think it's interchangeable, and there's times where we do just survive, but I hope that we find times that we can also thrive in our relationship with one another, in our lives, as we learn more, as we grow, as we change. And the idea with this reading is that idea of being restored to wholeness, the healing and cleaning of wounds, not only physical but mentally, and that spiritually wounds that we might happen to have. And it's that willingness on our part, because we kind of tend, when we get hurt or we feel hurt, we kind of just close in on ourselves. And that's that willingness to open back up, to see and allow that love of God to flow through us so that it can release some habits that we might have or ideas that might be challenging us or hanging us up on moving forward. And in the text, Christ restores the man. We don't know his name. We know his name before he was restored, which was Legion. And that meeting with him that takes place, and the man comes up with loud voice and shouting, what have you to do with me, Jesus, Son of God Most High? I beg you, do not torment me. And I would like to think, you know, Jesus has this cool suave persona sometimes where he's like, you know, you're okay. Or very humble attitude. When he asks him, what is your name? And he engages him in conversation. And then he releases, he acquiesces the request to be released. And in that moment, and in that instruction of return to your home and declare how much God has done for you, he's not only restoring him in the mental and physical capacity, but in spiritual and into his community once more. Because they probably only knew him as this one man that was possessed and wild in the wilderness and the churches and tombs. But to see him once again restored to his health and his healing and clean and clothed would be a loud testament to the power of Jesus. And then how can we move forward? How can we move from that time of just surviving into the thriving? And the questions I found this week, not only on myself, but in some of the reading, was how can or do we see God in our joys and our aches? And I found a good answer that I liked that I'm kind of kiping for my own for a little bit. But it's from an author, Elizabeth Geitz, that said, God is the one who is with us at our birth, throughout our life, at our death. God is the one who is with us when human constraints and situations fail us. God is the one with us in our suffering and pain, as well as our relief and joy. But I like that because it continues on that theme that we've had, I think, since Advent, that God is with us. And that God never leaves us, that the presence of God is with us at all times. Even when we can't feel, God is right there beside us. We've been ensured and reassured that Christ is walking beside us, that lifts us up when we cannot hold our own pace. So perhaps what we think about this week is finding ways that we can connect best with God, either through nature or music or scripture or conversation or that relationship that feeds us as we feed others. And recognizing that life is messy, it's painful, and it might move us at some point to that thriving when we feel like we are simply taking one step forward each and every day. So my challenge is to look for those relationships, to hold on to those relationships or reconnect with those and how we have not only with one another, but that relationship that we have with God as we carry forth. Amen.